I still got it. Yeah, well, I got something. Here we go. Yeah, so I did this years ago, years and years ago. So I do keep meaning to redo it, re-record it. Anyway, good day, good evening, good morning, and welcome to Is This Thing On podcast number 26. This should be a very, very easy podcast to do because I've got no add-ins this week. I've got no APOC, I've got no Matt, and I've got no Watch Your Mothers again. So I'm just going to do a nice, indulgent, music-based podcast. Yeah, I know. It's going to be mainly music tonight. That's all music. Anyway, I want to play some of my favourites. And some new stuff too. Always some new stuff, but anyway, this is the Wilson Project.
You live your life above your head so tall. You dream you never seem to fall. These days they come and go so fast, it's a race you run. You never can keep pace. So hold on. What you came and embrace your sin.
Diana, that is, by the Wilton Project. Now, a lot of the bands that I play, a lot of music that I play, I kind of have a bit of a dialogue with the people that send the stuff in. I've got a group I've set up for all the artists so I can kind of keep in touch and let them know what's going on. But there's a few little bits and pieces that I chat to them about. And there's a little bit of to-ing and fro-ing. But with the Wilton Project, there's been nothing. nothing. They sent me an email a couple of months ago with the sound file attached, and then nothing. So I don't care. I'll still play them because that is gorgeous. Now, this is a track called Psychotic, and it's got called Hello Sid. Well, I'm not too sure what it's called. With the artists, I always get them to send in, or I always ask them to send in the sound file with their name as part of the name of the sound file. Yeah, does that make sense? Well, it makes sense to me anyway. Reason is basically I've just got a huge big folder on my desktop, and it's got all the sound files that I get sent. And I go through them like I did today, and I've picked out loads and loads of music. And I can't remember who sent what in. I've got hundreds of them. So I asked them to do this for me, and that way I can remember who they are. But this file is called Psychotic, in brackets, Hello Sid. So I'm not exactly sure who this is, but find out on the blog. I'll put some links on, and we'll see what happens. So anyway, this is quite a wicked track. I played this as part of the first 15 ages ago, and I don't know how well it did. Well, it didn't win, that's for sure. But it's a clever little track. Anyway, have a listen to this. Psychotic. Hello, Sid. We'll be right back. that was who was that? That was it was someone. It could be Psychotic. It could be Hello Sid or whatever. Hopefully they'll make a comment on the blog. If you haven't been to the blog, go to the blog, please. Now I got an email today actually, or it might have been yesterday through another internet commitment that I do. From this band. Anyway, he sent me a track about an hour ago, and this is an amazing track by a band from Georgia, the Caucasus, and this is a band called Beliza, B-E-L-I-Z-E-R, Beliza. And this is an interesting little track, this is. And he sent it to me, and this is called How Many Times. This is Beliza.
How many dreams you put in shadow of time? How much love you've lost for fighting with life? How many times you thought it was in vain? But why do you care? Still no one is to blame. Look around to see the world is turning on without control. And how you gonna fix it, boy, when you don't know? How many fights are you going to take? How many losses are you expecting today? Boy, when you don't know. How many say it is in vain. How much hope will consume? How much love will there remain for you? How many times? How many times?
And how many times? And if you're around Southampton this Saturday, that's Saturday the 10th of April, I shall be hosting a show at The Hobbit in Southampton. I run a thing called Pure Acoustica, which is loads of artists, original artists who come and play without microphones, PAs, amplifiers, all that sort of stuff. And we'll be there between 3 and 6:30 this Saturday. A band that's not going to be there are The Visitors. A shame. Anyway, this is Another Day and it's fantastic.
Time I walk the
Excellent. That was Another Day by The Visitors. Fantastic. Great little tune. Let's go and buy it. If I haven't nagged you enough of late. The last couple of weeks of me podcasting, I've been knackered, absolutely knackered. But it's Bank Holiday Monday here today, and I've got 2 weeks off. I've been off for a few days. You know, it's only 5 to 9. I've got plenty of time. Not tired. Still full of beans. Still got plenty of JD left. So, you know, I'm pretty happy about that. Anyway, my brother's band is a band called Clean Marlin, and they come out of, where do they come out of? I was going to say they come out of Sainsbury's. They don't come out of Sainsbury's, they come out of Sydney in Australia. And this is their track called Baby Baby, and it's rather fantastic. Is this thing on podcast.blogspot.com. That's is this thing on podcast.blogspot.com. Well, it's all going rather well, isn't it? Well, that was Baby Baby by Clean Marlin, out of Sydney, out of Australia, out of my head. Right, next I've got a band called Chrysophus. Chrysophus. And I know what you're thinking. Do I? I could do a dreadful little segue here, but I won't. This is Chrysophus. I don't know what you're thinking.
Saying goodbye, it just start all over.
Brilliant. That was Christopher's, and I know what you're thinking. The next track I'm going to play is by a band called Vega Ascension. Now, remember a while ago, well, earlier in the podcast, I said, you know, I asked people to put the name of the bands and stuff on the song file so I know what it is. This band haven't, and I can't be bothered to go back and look again. This is on this sound file, it's called 03 Vega-Ascension 1464CFC.AI. So that's what it is. This is Vega Ascension. Actually, you might remember Vega Ascension. They were one of the first Watch Your Mother's song reviews, and one of the funniest ones. I remember Napoleon talking about them and about Mitsubishi's and the like. So anyway, this is Vega Ascension and some stuff. We'll be right back. That's Vega Ascension and something. Don't know what it is. Hopefully they'll make a comment on the blog and tell us all about it. Talking of blogs, I found this really nice little blog this week, and it's called Guitar Churchy. guitarchurchy.wordpress.com. Really interesting information if you're in bands, if you're an artist, an original artist. There was a nice list of different, I can't remember what it was now. What was it I saw? I can't remember what it was. I've made a note of it, you see, and I've actually come back and to do this, and I can't remember what it was about. But I'll do a link to it, and I'm sure that the guy that does it will tell us what it's about. But there's lots of good stuff there for independent artists. There was a list, there's a big list of things. I can't remember what it was. Go and have a look for the link. Anyway, this is Lisa Hogan and Bottle of Whiskey. No, Bottle of Wishes. Oh, my God, it's all gone horribly wrong. Anyway, here we go.
Top of my shell. All day I save my wishes for you. A thousand dreams kept in a bottle. I can't wish anymore, 'cause the bottle is full. Just a glass pressed in my hand makes it easy to pretend. Across the room, an empty chair, I tip the glass as if you're there. A bottle of wishes is all I have. Wishing for you is all that's left. A bottle of wishes is all I have. Wishing for a bottle of wishes sits on top of my shelf. I drink it each night as I wish for you. Your call doesn't come and the wishes go down. It's just me. Just a glass pressed in my hand makes it easy to pretend. Across the room, an empty chair, I tip the glass. Top of my shelf, I drained all of it. I guess I gave up. I imagine I should look for someone else. 'Cause wishing for you is not enough. A bottle of wishes.
know we always want to be like original and not sound like anybody and all that sort of stuff, but that track there by Lisa Hogan really reminds me of Wendy and Lisa, and I used to love Wendy and Lisa. I still put their tracks on every so often. The two girls in Prince's backing band of old, Wendy and Lisa. Yeah, I love all that. Lovely, lovely. Anyway, I'm going to play this other track, which I found from Sudo. Sudo sent me a track ages ago, and I didn't play it. Why didn't I play it? And it's lovely, and it's called Three, and it is sublime. Sudo. Isn't that lovely? I think that's fantastic. That was Sudo and Three. And all the acts that you're hearing tonight, all the songs, they're all available on the internet. But go onto the blog and click on their name and just buy their music, you know, just buy their stuff. Buy my stuff if you like. That'd be even better. Okay. I've played plenty of people tonight that have been on First 15 and didn't quite make it. This next act, April, maybe May, where they didn't make it either, but it's a really nice little tune. Really nice little tune this is. This is called Lost. April, maybe May.
That's all right. She awakes, but not in her own bed. Looks around. scratches her head, she is lost. She recalls a night on the town. She recalls no sorrows to drown. She thought a little flashback now makes her mind a little clearer and her head a pain. Starts the heartache getting nearer.
Lovely. What a beautiful little tune that is. That's April, maybe May, and Lost. Now, a couple of weeks ago, the amazing Steve Moyes sent me a track that he recorded especially for the podcast. No one had ever heard it before. I hadn't heard it before. I actually put in the podcast without listening to it because I knew it would be brilliant. And I was right. It was brilliant. And I'm going to play it again. This is Steve Moyes and Worthless. Lovely. Right, let's shake ourselves up a little bit. This is a track I played a while ago. I can't remember why I did. There was some reason why I did this thing at the end. Someone didn't do something or whatever. Anyway, I was licking around. I wasn't licking around. I don't think I was licking around. I was looking around for some more music, and I came across this. This is Carvalho and Sin and Shame. And what a funky little tune this is.
Okay, I have a joke for you. A young man goes to his new fiancée's home to meet her parents for the first time. When he arrives, his fiancée is nowhere to be seen, but her mother welcomes him in something that can only be described as revealing. She doesn't hesitate to proposition him, and he turns and walks out the same way he came in. When he comes back, he's greeted by his fiancée, her mother, and her father. The father warmly shakes his hand and says how glad he is that the man that their daughter is to marry is both loyal and trustworthy. The moral of the story is, always keep your condoms in your car.
Living in,
you're not shame.
Feel like we're living in.
Right, well, we're nearly there. I'm going to do the same as I did last week and play loads of jingles at the end because I quite like that. I thought that worked quite well. And it was easier for me to do all that than slot it into place and everything. I've got loads of tracks. I'm doing it in Logic again tonight. So there's a few good bits about doing it in Logic and a few not so good bits. It means you get a better sound quality. It's easy for me to play with, but the files are huge. Huge they are. So much so that I'm going to have to start taking some of the old podcasts down. Some of you may have noticed, but you won't have noticed, but I have taken quite a few podcasts down. In fact, I've taken the first 10 down. So if you didn't have the first 10, then they're kind of lost. But I have sort of plans to put them on Bandcamp and make them downloadable. But I'm not sure whether or not I'll start to do that. I probably will when I start to... delete the files up to say podcast 15 or 16 because they're the sort of good ones. That's when I started with these new guys that I've got now, like the all the people that I play nowadays. Anyway, it's my podcast. I'm going to play my favorite music and I'm going to play one of my favorite tunes, and this is Men Are Sins and 12 Steps to the Liquor Store, and it's lovely, 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 lovely. Let's hear it.
Stop.
11, 12 steps to... Now, I wonder if that's got anything to do with... isn't it 12 steps? Isn't there a 12-step program for the AA? Not the AA, for AA. Not the AA, people that come and fix your car. Although there's probably some steps involved there. I wonder if that's got something to do with it. Siggy, let me know. Let me know, eh? Right, I'm going to... got two more songs left to go, and one of them is mine. This is a track that I did on my first album. Well, kind of my first album. Called How Can It Be Wrong, that's on iTunes and everywhere, and it sort of made me sort of about 50p so far. One of the tracks on it was Can't Get Happy, which I wrote for my wife, and I was kind of all right with it, but you know, you get to the stage sometimes when you're recording things and you go, look, I've just got to leave it, because otherwise I'm going to fiddle and fart around with it for the rest of my life and it's not going to get any better. And I left it, but I was never that happy with it. So I stripped it down and I kind of did it again. And I've put it on Bandcamp. So when you download my How Can It Be Wrong album on Bandcamp, which is free now, you get this version of Can't Get Happy, not the old version. Sorry if you bought the old version and you think, oh, this is a dodgy track. But you probably don't. You probably think, oh, it's all right. I didn't like it. So I've re-recorded it. And this is the new version that you can get. On the back, yeah, I'd have to go over that again. Anyway, this is I Just Can't Get Happy, and I wrote this for my wife. Never good at playing games, it's a failing of mine. I get caught every time. Right now, here's the thing. I look into your eyes and my heart, it starts to sing. I just can't get happy without you. Did you put a little spell on me? Did you use some of that crazy voodoo? I just can't get happy without you. I've been around you all this time, and I love the crazy things that you do. Now they're calling at my window pane. There's a knock at my door, so I check to make sure. I know it can't be you. I crawl back into bed, 'cause I don't know what else to do. I just can't get happy without you. Did you put a little spell on me? Did you use some of that crazy voodoo? I just can't get happy without you, 'cause I've been around you all this time, and I love the crazy things that you do. I get sad when I'm alone. You make this house, you make it a happy home. When I'm lying in my bed, I'd rather be with you instead. I just can't smile, I just can't smile without you. You know I can't get by without you, babe. You're in my mind when I'm asleep. You know I've fallen in deep. Well, just you help yourself. You're all I ever wanted, I don't need nobody else. I just can't get happy without you. Did you put a little spell on me? Did you use some of that crazy voodoo? I just can't get happy without you, 'cause I've been around you all this time, and I love the crazy things that you do. Can't happen without you. Did you play a little trick on me? Did you use some of that crazy voodoo? I just can't get happy without you. 'Cause I've been around you all this time, and I love the crazy things. I love the crazy things. I love the crazy things that you do. Now they're calling at my window pane. They're calling at my window pane. You know they're calling at my window pane. And for nothing now, go to Bandcamp and you can have it for nothing. Absolutely nothing at all. And I've got one more track to play. And it's, I must admit, it's one of the best tracks, one of my favourite tracks that I've played on the podcast. And it's by, well, it's kind of by two people. It's by Matt Stevens, who's a really good friend of mine. And we've got some nice little projects coming up in the pipeline, which hopefully over the next couple of weeks we're going to do. Won't we, Matt? Won't we? Yes? Yes? Good. And Pseudo Ambient, who I've already played tonight playing guitar, but he's remixed this. And it's a fantastic remix. I mean, if you're in your car, whack it up. Whack the volume up now and enjoy this. And I will speak to you next week, hopefully with some bits and pieces from those Watch Your Mothers and APOC and also Matt Stevens. So put lots of adverts after this, jingles, whatever you want to call them, and I'll speak to you next week. Anyway, this is Doll's House. Sorry. Bye.
working, right.
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
I've been writing some wonderful songs of my own.
Have you, dear?
Yes. And now I want to send them to Nick Tan's fantastic podcast, Is This Thing On? Can I, Mummy? Please, please, please?
Yes, dear.
But, Mummy, how do I send them? How?
First, make sure that your name is part of the file name of the MP3.
It is, Mummy, it is. I've done that.
Good. Then, just attach no more than 2 to an email with details of your website, just one website, and send it to isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com.
Where, Mummy?
isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. You're the bestest mummy that ever was.
You're talented and sexy. And you're listening to Is This Thing On.
Email me at isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. With your MP3 submissions, Russian watch offers, foreign bank scams, and of course, Viagra.
Twitter.com.
Hello, I am Eros Abbott from the Eros Abbott A Laughter Show. I am here to say, listen to what you is the madness, or I will kill you. Me, Eros Abbott. Oh my, I love a party with a happy atmosphere. Thank you.
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I want to hear some of Nick Tan's wonderful songs.
Do you, dear?
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk.
Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts.
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.